When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, look, it's about to happen all over the world, from radio to radio and television. Ooh. Thank you, Jeff Roberts, Master Control at the Grand Ole Opry House. Annie Nye, Aaron Cooper in studio this morning, making it happen behind the scenes. That's Charlie Maddox across the way. You got a button-down collar. When did you start buying shirts with collars?
When I discovered Amazon Essentials.
Oh!
So what did set you back? Come on. How many did you get?
$13.95.
Wow. Oh, you just bought one? That's
I got like eight of them now. I got a whole rotation.
That's what I'm talking about.
So. Yeah, some of them are from the Paul Benton collection.
That's true. Our buddy Charlie Chase used to wear a back rat. Charlie Maddox wears Benton. Yes.
That's right.
So,
yeah. Paul's like, I don't want these. And I was like, I think I know somebody who might.
Kelly, of course, is back. She got back a day before I did after being at Stagecoach for several days. I took a few days up to the land of Lincoln in central Kentucky, a little getaway out in the woods in a cabin. Didn't have no Wi-Fi. Charlie Maddox would have loved it.
Oh.
Limited cell service.
Oh, dear God.
Did you churn your own butter? What was happening?
Made her own clothes.
Good. And
sounds like punishment to me. It's like
back to the birthplace of and then the childhood home of Abraham Lincoln.
All right. So why, not to get into history, but why does Illinois say land of Lincoln?
That's where he grew
He spent his early years in Kentucky. Then they went to Indiana.
Okay.
And then they wound up in Illinois.
Yeah, because I was going to say, we claim him too
in Indiana.
And that's
where he came of age in Illinois.
Okay.
And began his law practice and that sort of thing.
That's right.
Or his interest in such things. Mm-hmm. But I was reading a book that was at the B&B called Lincoln on Lincoln. And it is excerpts from his letters, timeline from him telling the story of his early childhood all the way to the evening before his death.
Wow.
And it's just fascinating.
That's very cool. Did you steal the book?
I actually ordered one. I'm going to leave this here, but I got to have this in my collection.
That's good.
Welcome in all over the world streaming platforms. You can find those at CircleCountry.com, or as Charlie pointed out, you can also watch on CircleCountry.com.
Yeah.
So it's Coffee Country and Cody off and running this morning. And Kelly, who are you talking about in entertainment? Oh, by the way, we have Tiger Lily Gold coming up from the Grand Ole Opry. And Adam Warner is going to do an in-studio sit-down with us.
Yeah, he's coming in just a few minutes. Before that, we're talking about entertainment headlines. Ole Red having a party. Birthday party. 6 years old. It's been 6 years since Ole Red started.
Wow.
That seems crazy. Yeah, so Ole Red, we're going to tell you who is going to be down there and where you can catch them. And Lainey Wilson, she's doing her UK stint, and she's posting all kinds of fun videos. This one is from Cologne, Germany. So we will give you a little sneak peek of what it's like for her with that real thick Louisiana accent over there in Germany.
So one thing I've always wondered, what did Abraham Lincoln sound like?
Oh.
What was his accent?
Well, if you go to Disney World, they have him in an animatronic. I'm sure that that's it.
I should have known.
I'll find it for you.
Default to Disney. I read this one letter that he had written. He said that one of the great curses of his life was his inability. He couldn't say no. I cannot. I just can't say no to things that I should. And it's just complicated my life. And he said, it's a good thing I was not born a woman.
Oh.
But if I had been born a woman, I'm so ugly, I would not have been tempted.
Well.
And Adam Warner is back. Adam's last visit precipitated a world shutdown known as the COVID-19 pandemic.
Oh.
We were just doing a little timeline, and we hadn't seen you since, man.
I know.
Welcome back.
Thank you. I'm very glad to be back. I appreciate y'all having me.
Now, I could use some time off if you got any pull.
I know.
Not to go through that again.
Hopefully we don't go through that monster again.
Yeah. We've got new music we're going to share here in just a little bit. We'll get the backstory on The People from your upcoming EP. You're playing the Memories of Honor 5K, College Grove, on May 11th. We'll give you more details on that.
Yeah.
But staying active, doing a variety of things, you were telling
Yeah, staying active. New dad, so that's got a lot of my time right now.
So two now?
No, that's my very first one.
Okay.
Little girl, yeah.
Oh,
she's got me wrapped around her finger, too. She's wild.
What's her name?
Rivers. Rivers Page, yeah.
That is too cute. You're setting her up for a country music career right there.
I hope so.
No. Where'd you come with the name?
You know, I can't take credit. You know, I told my wife it's a boy, I get to name it, and if it's a girl, you get to name it.
And your wife's name?
Megan.
Okay.
Yeah, and she said... that's sort of a deal. She goes, I still get final approval on the boys.
That's
name.
Correct.
So, yeah, no, we didn't. We waited too, so we had no idea. And then a doctor pulled her out and said, you want to make the announcement? And I said, sure. And then, you know, Megan was looking at me. She's like, what is it? And I said, it's a Rivers. And yeah, she's got a big personality already. It's pretty wild.
How old?
She's 5 months. So
wow.
She's, yeah.
You're still in the thick of it.
Still in the thick of it. Yeah. She's just learning that she has a voice and she likes to use it. So.
It's interesting, though. I mean, you know it's going to be life-changing, but then it's a whole new level that you don't even expect until you go through it.
That's
though,
the
right?
way to put it. Yeah, yeah, it's insane. Like, you just, you think you, it's funny because we actually just wrote a song about it recently, and I said, you know, you think you know love until you meet your first child, and then you didn't realize you could love like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And it's a whole another ball game for sure.
Wait till you have your first grandchild.
Oh, yeah. If I saw my parents' reaction, I was just
it's exponential.
Yeah,
it's another level.
Yeah.
Beyond that level, you didn't know you could ever get to begin with.
Right.
Well,
yeah, it's
the
wild.
Great line from our comedian friend Jeff Allen is, grandchildren are God's reward for not killing your kids when they're teenagers. So
that's,
so that's why your parents are so happy.
That's
I have a teenager, so I'm glad I get to hear that.
There's a reward, Kelly. Trust me.
So take us back. Music growing up in, I believe, in Lawrenceville, Illinois?
That's right. Yeah, southeastern Illinois. You know, it's a real small rural farm town. Both sides of my family are farmers. And I've just always, both my grandmas, they were real into, they could play piano really well. And that's kind of where I got started. But I always wanted a guitar, but my grandma made me a deal. She said if I learned how to play piano first, then she'd buy me my first guitar. So, and she stuck to it. I still got it.
Yeah. What'd you get?
It's a red Fender Stratocaster. Like the
pretty good starter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like the high dollar one. It was like the $200, you know, dollar version of it. But I still got it. It still works.
It probably looks really good too.
It's beat
right?
up. Yeah, it's real beat up. It's nice. It's cool. It's hanging in my room.
So was church music a part of growing up?
It
often is in those small farm
towns. It is. You know, I went to a Presbyterian church, so, you know, moved out here, and I'm at a Baptist church now, and they got full production, big band, and, I mean, it's just like a concert. And, you know, for us, it was choir director and a piano, and it was, you know, singing out of the hymnal. So, you know, the radio really was a big thing for me, too, because, like I said, growing up in a farm town, sitting in a tractor for 9-10 hours a day, mm-hmm. there's, you know, you got four stations to pick from, and you better hope one of them comes in clear.
So when did you sign up to be a Marine? When did you go in the Marines?
Yeah, so that was a little after high school. I was going to a junior college at the time, and just I was actually going to school for music and then farming as well. And I kind of just felt like I was spinning my wheels. And, you know, one of my best friends, he was my next door neighbor, he joined right after high school. And the first time he came back home, again, he was as wild as they come, too. And first time he came home to visit, I mean, it was just like, who is this guy? And where did you come from? You know, and it was just, I was just so impressed. And I just felt like, I was like, you know, I think this is something I need to do. And, of course, my parents were completely against it. And they're like, you are watching the news, right? Like, you know what's going on. And I was like, I am.
And so what time period is this?
You know, this was 2004.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So Iraq was, you know, hot and heavy at that point. And I just felt like it was something I wanted to, I had a calling to do it. I don't know. I couldn't explain it. They couldn't talk me out of it. And I was, you know, over 18. So I was like, I'm leaving in November. And it was one of the best experiences of my life, just all around, you know, just the people that I got to meet and the, you know, my job and just, I'd have done it all over again.
I'm curious, since the recruiter wasn't coming for you, trying to recruit you, you were easy.
I was
easy.
Did
you go to the recruiter's office to sign up?
I did. Yeah. And the funny thing too, so the same recruiter that got my buddy in was the one that got me in as well.
Okay.
And he, you know, he knew me through him. And I didn't know anything about the military. I thought the guy's first name was Gunny. I didn't even know that was his rank, you know? So I went in and I was just like, hey man, I want to join. And he was like, what'd your parents say? And I was like, well, I haven't really told them yet. And he was like, nope, I know your mom. He was like, you got to tell her first.
Oh.
He was like, I'm not going down that route.
That is a small town.
Yeah,
that
is exactly right.
Yeah, amen. Absolutely.
That's when I told my parents, and then he was like, did you tell them? I was like, I did. And he said, what'd they say? They said I was stupid. He was like, congratulations. That's
sign
the first
right
step
here.
Being a Marine. it was great. Yeah.
So what do you take now, 20 years later? What still is in you from that changed you in a good way?
I think the mental just fortitude and toughness, you know, like especially in music industry, I mean, you got to get used to hearing no a lot. Mm-hmm. And just not having that quit in you, you know, like, I don't know. It's just a driving force. And I feel like just everyday routine, you know, getting up, getting a good workout in and starting your day off right, getting that first win of the day. It just it helps with everything. And I still have friends that are in, and, you know, if I slack off, they let me know. So it's accountability, too.
Were you a fitness guy before?
You know, not really. Uh-uh. You know, like I said, it's just not that I wasn't. I mean, I liked going to I just didn't know what I was doing. I liked going and working out and stuff like that, but it's a different type of workout when you get there. And
where'd you do boot camp?
I was a West Coast Marine. I went to San Diego. Yeah.
Oh, no Paris Island
no
for
Paris
you?
No Paris Island for me. I was Hollywood. Yeah.
No sand fleas?
No sand fleas.
Oh,
no,
man.
I didn't get to experience that. I was real upset about that, too.
Adam Warner's here, if you just joined us, and The People is from your upcoming EP. Yeah. Talk to me about it.
I mean, you know, this song, I've been hanging on to this song almost 2 years now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And the very first time I heard it, I my friend Mark Addison Chandler and Josh Gallagher, and then Christopher Fellow was the third on that song. But Mark and Josh, I mean, I've known them since they're like the first guys I met when I came to town. And I write with him a bunch. And then Mark, he has co-produced, you know, most of my projects because he just knows the direction I like.
Did they hold on to it for you, or did they pitched it to anybody?
They pitched
else?
It to me the day they wrote it. And he sent me a work tape of it, and I was just like, who's recording that song? He goes, I don't know, it's pretty new, like, but he goes, what do you think of it? And I was like, I hope no one else records it, no offense, because I really want it. And then I actually forgot about it for a while, and then we were going to record at Soundstage over at is it Black River? Mm-hmm. And I needed another song, and I was like, man, you know, I got a party song, I got kind of a love song, and, you know, I kind of had everything. I was like, you know, and my manager Bill was like, we need something that says something. We need a song that speaks to people. And then when he said that, my buddy Mark was like, well, what about The People? And of course, I'd forgotten about it, and I was like, The People, what song is that? He's like, I sent it to you already. And I was like, no, you didn't. And of course, he pulls his phone out and pulls up the text messages. He goes, it's right here. And you said you loved it, and I hope no one else records it. And I was like, oh, God, yeah, let's cut that song. I forgot about that. So, it was just one of those songs, man. As soon as the lyrics just, they moved me. And I was just, it's my new favorite song. I love it.
And when will the EP be out?
We're going to release the whole project at the end of the year, but I have like 7 singles coming out throughout the year. So, yeah, we had this.
It's a new way to do it, isn't it?
New way, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a singles market is what I keep hearing. So we got, I think, 7 or 8 coming out this year.
Yeah. All things old or new again.
Exactly.
Or whatever. And I said, hey, so Adam is here. Adam Warner. We continue.
Sorry, we were talking about a fox in the backyard.
Talking about foxes in the backyard.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wildlife.
Wildlife.
That's what's happening.
Fox on the Run.
It was. I was
one of the great bluegrass songs of all time. One of the great standards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Left me to die like a fox
on the run.
Yeah.
Or, now you got a little one. In a few years, I'm going to prepare you for what the fox say. Ding, 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 ding.
Right, that's right.
You'll hear that a lot, so I'm just preparing you.
Just get ready for it.
I can't wait for that.
So you posted it on...
No, I was joking. I was on our neighborhood Facebook page, and I was like, I found this stray dog. It doesn't have a collar, but it's really nice. And everybody was like, they're like, that's not a dog, it's a fox. And I was like,
and you have no sense of humor.
I know, they thought I was serious. I was like, all right, well, learn my lesson.
Well, it's fun that way. You know who not to invite over to the house
exactly.
for the cookout. You're like, you're no fun, you're no fun, you're cool.
You're cool.
Yeah.
You're definitely not coming.
And you're cool because you're playing College Grove on May 11th.
Yeah.
Memories of Honor 5K, obviously. There's a military connection here.
Yeah, so I've been with them, I think this is like 6 6 years now, and they support Gold Star families, which are families who have lost somebody in service. And that's just, you know, me being in the Marine Corps, that's something that's near and dear to me. And I got a couple of my friends that are going to join me that day. And we're going to play some songs for everybody after they have been running all day.
Well, why don't you play one for us right now?
Absolutely.
Would you? And introduce your guitarist.
I got one of my band members here with me. I call him T-Bone, but his name is Tristan, and he is a good picker.
It's been T-Bone almost as long as it's been Tristan.
I love that. That's awesome.
We play
awesome.
A drinking game with that when we play live, and I say every time y'all hear the word drunk, you got to take a drink.
Oh.
Adam Warner, if you just joined us on Coffee Country and Cody.
The bars love you for that.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll be doing that and more at the Memories of Honor 5K in College Grove on May 11th and a full EP. Yeah. How many songs? About seven?
I think seven, eight. Yeah.
If we can by get the end of the year.
Yeah.
And you heard the lead single, The People, a little earlier, the opening part of this interview segment. We'd love for you to do one more before you go.
Absolutely. We can do Back When. That was the first single I released at the beginning of the year. And I'm just kind of a sucker for the throwback nostalgic songs, and this is kind of one of those.
As a songwriter, do you run it by your wife, Megan?
You know, yes, on certain songs, and then there's other ones where I'm just like, I'm going to keep this one to myself. Because.
What about One Drunk? What did she think about One Drunk?
Yeah, she was like, that's interesting. I was like, fair enough.
Good. Have you done a video for that song?
You know, not yet.
Because I can picture that video going down.
Yeah.
And your delivery... It's you, but there's a little, like a mixture of Trace Adkins and Eddie Montgomery in there.
Me too.
And I was hearing a little John Anderson, too. Yeah. Just a little bit, yeah. A little bit of that.
Hey,
awesome.
So we mentioned the 5K gig, but you're going to be part of CMA Music Fest at one of the events that's kind of the staple of it, Sunday Morning Country.
June 9th.
Yeah, at the Opry House.
At the Opry House. That's always a thrill, man. Just, I know, just, it's, I always say, like, no matter how long the song is, it's like the quickest 3 minutes of my life, you know. Well, as you can imagine, just as soon as you walk out there, and it's just like this, I don't know, it's like a dream, you know. It's just such a cool feeling to be able to do that.
Yeah, Brenda Lee is one of the hosts of that, so boy, you talk about legend, right?
That's my girlfriend right there.
Yeah. Well, please tell me you get a photo with her, because she'll up to about your waist.
She usually stands on a little box, and we could take a picture. She still hits me about underneath the armpit, but I love Brenda. She's great.
T-Bone.
All right.
Thank you, man.
From the Food Lion to the Dairy Queen.
I know.
That's it.
How late do they open, Kel?
That's
until the last car goes by at night.
There we go.
Perfect.
Yeah.
There it is.
Adam.
Yeah, it's usually about 8:30.
Adam Warner is here. AdamWarnerIsCountry.com will link you to everything you need to know. Thanks for coming to see us.
Man, thank you all for having me again. It's almost so much fun, so I appreciate it.
And thanks for sharing the new music.
Absolutely.
The People, it is out now and available wherever you get your music. It is there. Adam Warner.
Okay, let's talk about this big birthday bash that's going on at Ole Red. 6 years going strong. Who knew? I mean, we love Blake, but sometimes you never know.
Is this 6 years for Nashville?
It's,
because the
think
first one was
so.
Tishomingo, you remember.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Let me see here. Yeah. So we're doing the birthday bash. It's Ole Red Nashville celebrating its 6th birthday this Thursday, today.
Yeah. How long after Tishomingo?
Oh, that's right. Tishomingo went first. But I mean, it was literally months, I think. It was in the same year, wasn't it?
Yeah. Charlie laughs because I asked Blake. We did a press conference. Did Facebook Live, I think. While they were still under construction, and he was talking about that white cheese.
He really that's what he wanted.
That white cheese was the one thing that he really wanted to make sure they had. And Colin, our CEO, was telling him that when he wasn't in town, it became a sushi bar.
Oh, nice. Nice. Well, I will tell you, one of my favorite things to have at Ole Red is the trash can nachos. Have you done that?
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the coffee can, and they stack everything, and then they pull it up, and it just spills out. Delicious.
My favorite of that whole story is, though, when Blake looks at our CEO and says, "Dear God, I don't ask for much.
Yeah.
Can I not have my cheese?
I want my white cheese.
They have a bison burger in Tishomingo. I don't know if all the locations have it or not. It is nearly impossible for one human in one sitting to finish this thing.
Oh, I mean, nice.
It is terrific.
Well, they're having the big old party, and it's hosted by our friend Jake Hoot. So Jake is going to be down there.
Get in there, Jake.
It's a free event. Julia Cole is going to be down there, another friend of the show. She'll be performing. Former voice artists Ashlyn Kraft and Dalton Dover are all going to be down there. So free music, all kinds of fun stuff. Get in there while the getting's good. So it's today. Happy birthday to Ole Red. 6 years going strong. The newest one, Las Vegas. Do we have another one that's under construction? Or are we good? We good? Oh, sorry. For a later date, yes. I'll tell you more.
Locations are pending.
That's a deep tease. We won't tell anybody anything else. Okay, Lainey Wilson in Germany is everything that we needed that we did not know. So she has been overseas doing a lot of different dates around the UK and taking beautiful pictures, by the way. She said, Cologne was breathtaking. You shouldn't go through this city without seeing the cathedral. It's unreal. I cannot wait to visit again. So, yeah, she's just having the time of her life. She's got sold-out shows coming up in Stockholm, Sweden. And then she's going to Oslo, Norway.
Yeah, for those of you watching, we don't go for all that fancy architecture there at the Orlinda Baptist Church.
Oh, no?
Just got to keep it simple.
Oh, okay. Well, you know.
Saying.
To each his own. That's good.
I think that cathedral can hold more than the population of Crossplay.
Probably.
Yeah. And Orlando put together, yeah.
If you don't want to go overseas to see her, she is going to be here, of course. She's actually starting her Country's Cool Again tour here in Nashville. It's going to be at Ascend Amphitheater. She's got a show on May 31st and June 1st. Mm-hmm. Full calendar is available at LaineyWilson.com.
Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Well, I'm reminded of Jules Verne and Phileas Fogg at a moment like this, Around the World in 80 Days.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she's attempting to do with this book tour, I think. Welcome our friend Stephanie Quayle to Coffee Country.
I love you. Hello. Good morning. I love seeing you.
Kids, we're right here.
We have liftoff in Brentwood on Saturday.
Yes.
That is your tour stop for Why Do We Stay, the book tour. How My Toxic Relationship Can Help You Find Freedom. And girl, I can just tell you are freer than you have ever been in your life.
Mm. 15 years of my mind is in that book, at least.
Wow.
So now I have space. I feel like my little I feel like my little neurons, you know, are like, oh, hey, yeah, let's start. We're having a little party up there.
So this is the cloud, and now your iPhone brain
and now
is free.
You have all. Can take a read. Yeah.
She remembers where her keys are. Yeah. Everything. Yeah.
I know. I found my keys this morning. I'm like, hot dog. And everyone write a book. You'll get your memory back.
Every songwriter is looking for more room in there.
I know, let me tell you.
Song ideas.
So excited to write music now.
Mm.
I feel like I finally have found my internal alignment because I'm not having to keep anything, you know, hidden away.
This is spiritual for you. Ooh. We were talking about this off the air.
I got water baptized in January. And I've been a woman of faith my whole life, but I had to call my parents. I'm like, have I been baptized?
Right.
They're like, you were sprinkled. I'm like, all right, I gotta go in the water.
So you wanted the John the Baptist where you
I wanted full immersion, and it has been life changing, life transforming. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
amazing. So now I mean probably there'll have to be another book because that hadn't happened when I wrote it.
Yes, my old preacher daddy would baptize people.
And really?
I can just hear it. If I close my eyes, I can see his face. And as he would bring you up out of the water, he would say, arise and walk in the newness of life.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It's like, who am I now? Like, that's, I'm in this.
Newness of life.
I was talking to my pastor yesterday. I'm like, how do I do me now? Like, how do I be this person? He's like, you're a new. Like, I don't know how to do new. He's like, well, give it a minute. You don't have to figure it out right this second.
You have to recalibrate a little bit.
Yeah, I'm in a recalibration. That's a good word.
Mm.
Yeah.
So let's go back and start at the very beginning. For people who don't know about this relationship, I remember... You sent me the tracks right after. I mean, they weren't even out yet. And you were like, I've got a crazy story and I finally get to tell it.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you open the book, before you start, you take us back in time and bring us to the present. In bold letters, narcissism, gaslighting, love bombing, trauma, dot, dot, dot.
You know, country music gold. Shoot.
It gave you a deep well to choose from.
I tell you. So I, you know, back in 2009, I'm in this relationship with this man. I'm sure I'm going to marry him.
Did you meet him?
We met in California. I was living out there. Yeah, California was my first stop on the on the train. Well, actually,
Montana,
there were some other
girl.
Stops first. But yes, Montana. And I ended up in L.A.
Okay.
And we're raising his daughter together. She was 12 at the time when he died in a plane crash. And that was on a Wednesday, January 28th of 2009. Henceforth, why I got baptized on January 28th of this year to kind of take the day back. And so that was a Wednesday, and 5 days later, at his memorial, is when I learned I wasn't the only woman. So imagine, there's not social media, different time, protecting a little girl. How do you deal with this kind of trauma, betrayal, shame?
How many women were there?
Well, I think now that the book's out, we're probably going to meet some more.
Wow.
I don't really know.
No kidding.
I don't really know. Yeah. I do know for a fact, though, that I was the other woman to someone. And I just heard from her. And kid you not, I'm just hoping for a conversation. Because I didn't know. But she knew.
And I mean, this was, to put into perspective, this wasn't like he, you know, he went out and had a one-night stand. This was like separate lives he was living.
Different relationships. That's, you know, and that's the thing that, you know, I get asked, like, did you think he was cheating on you? And I go, how? No, I'm raising his kid with him. I'm his person. I couldn't fathom that.
If I
recall, I'm not surprised.
Wasn't it at the memorial that somebody threw a glass, a woman threw a glass
good
against
memory.
The wall?
Yeah. Yes.
And that was your first clue that what is going
on?
So
I had two different friends that watched this woman throw good memory. God, you're like a vault. and my friend raced after her to try to figure out, like, who are you? Because, you know, and I wonder if I'll find out who she is now, because I still don't know. But I, you know, remember what she had said, and she was expletive. This was not his life. This is not who he was. As, you know, she's watching our family videos and pictures.
So where did you meet him the very first time, and what did he do for a living?
Gosh, he was a pilot by hobby. He wasn't, you know, he was just doing that because he loved it. How did we get introduced? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, of course. The store I managed was this little store called Planet Blue right in Santa Monica. I was closing up the shop. Like, it was a Friday. I'm like, done. And I could just feel the eyes through the glass, you know? And I'm like, nope, don't look up, don't look up, don't look up, don't look up. And there I was. And I saw this tiny little girl and this dad. And I'm like, okay. I hadn't, you know, closed out the POS system yet. So I went and let him in. And I was having a show, like, I think it was a Friday, the following Tuesday, and I was handing out my flyers. I've always been a shameless self-promoter.
So where
were
you playing in Santa Monica, Los Angeles?
It was a place called The Gig. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Me and my, I would love to go watch her.
Yeah.
I would just get such a kick out of my 20-something-year-old thought I knew everything self and just be like, you have no take a deep breath, honey. You're in for a treat. So then we were together for years. And then
how many years?
Well, it depends on who you ask, right? Him?
Yeah.
Maybe not long at all. 4 for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't do the work in between. So I fell into my next toxic relationship. Toxic number 2, we'll refer to him as the prince in the book, because we changed his name because we don't want to get any trouble.
Yeah.
You know, this is not a victim book. It's really like, I want people to read it and see my choices, my complicitness, right? My ownership of that. And then the work I did. And then with, you know, Dr. Keith Campbell, he goes in and kind of goes, and this is what she didn't know. Here are the terms. Here are the terms. Let's put it into terms. And one of the sweetest messages I've received since people are already reading the book, which is incredible because it's only been out, 2 days?
Yeah.
Validation.
Oh.
Oof. Like, for others that are like, now it makes sense what I've been feeling. I'm not crazy. And I tell you what, that crazy and insecure were the two hot words used when I would question him. Actually, either one of them.
Yeah. Wow.
I just opened to page chapter 2.
Oh, gosh.
Which is page 21. Ignoring the Cracks is a title. That's just open to this. Yeah. The warning signs we choose not to see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I call it potentialize. Mm-hmm. The psychiatrist I talked to recently said, we were doing an interview together, and he said it's romanticize. When we choose to see people not as they are, but what we hope them to be, right? Yeah. Potentialize. I like that word. Potential is very dangerous.
So this may be a slightly weird analogy, but the one thing that pops in my mind was this whole experience kind of like watching The Sixth Sense, where then once you get to the end, you realize everything that went along and you see all the flaws and the cracks in this thing.
For
but
sure.
You're so sucked in that you don't see any of it at the time.
So sucked in. And that's why I just encourage others, because our family, our friends, they always show it. They're like, hey, no, you know, this is not the person for you. But I think when you get support from experts, you know, if it's grief counseling, grief counselors know what to say because they're trained and they've been through it. Mm-hmm. Those that are experts in narcissism, who knew? Mm-hmm. That there are experts that are teaching about narcissism and toxic relationships so that we don't have to be blinded by, you know, bad behavior. And then we get stronger, and then they give up being dirt bags, hopefully. Right? Wouldn't that be something? Wouldn't that be something?
Why Do We Stay? It's the new book from Stephanie Quayle. And any particular place you want people to go to get it?
Oh, well, wherever their heart desires. So it's at local bookstores. You can, of course, get it anywhere you order books online, which is just really incredible.
Website.
You can get it from my website. Okay. Amazon, you can review it. Mm-hmm. You can give it as many stars as you feel your heart desires.
I think 5 is the limit.
Oh, great,
though,
great. So. We would love that. That's awesome. You know, it's just pretty wild that it's here, because we've been talking about this, for some time. And the music, you know, that I think when we put out the album and then the podcast and the short film to try to put the arms around the story, because it's stranger than fiction. Mm-hmm. I think the difference between music and when it's on the page is there's no room for interpretation. It's just black and white.
I'm curious. What did your husband think about all this?
He is the sweetest, most patient man.
David, right?
Yeah, David. He is so proud. He's still finishing the book, though. And I'm like, honey, get to the end. You're the best part. Come on. Like, I'm still here. And you're my sweet. But I was saying this off air. Like, we use the word unconditional love, right? Yeah. We talk
agape.
About that. Yeah.
Agape love.
And he's said that to me in the past. I love you unconditionally. And now I know what that means. Because this book gave me the opportunity to go to all the places and forgive myself fully and be forgiven. And it's just like, okay, new territory. What do we do now? So I'm just trying to kind of be where my feet are, and be like, okay, I'm excited to see where the music takes me now. Because I don't have to, the book is done. It's out. It's
and
for others.
It will be Brentwood for you on Saturday. Then you're off to Somerville, North Carolina, which is near one of your homes. Yeah. You have homes.
Be at the farm. And Keith is going to be there, which will
that's
be so cool.
I know that's
I have so many questions for him.
Oh,
and then you're off to Livingston, Montana.
That's right, baby.
The other home.
That's right.
Yeah.
And then we're going to L.A.
Yeah. Oof. Livingston. Remember Livingston Saturday night?
Oh.
You got your pickup washed. You just got paid. With any luck at all, you might even get hello.
Oh,
on a Livingston Saturday night.
Yeah. Also, this is why you need a book, because you're just like an encyclopedia. Like there's, so good.
It's all on our website where she's going to be, including Bozeman, and you mentioned Los Angeles.
Yes.
You're going back for the big Livingston 100th anniversary centennial of the Roundup.
Isn't
in
that
Livingston.
So fun?
Yeah.
I love it.
Stephanie Quayle from her website, Why Do We Stay, is a continuation of the story she shared publicly for the first time on the album On the Edge, which Kelly Sutton referenced a little earlier, the music insight that we got.
Yeah.
And with some additional insights from my friend W. Keith Campbell, PhD, exploring how to spot a toxic relationship, how to get out, and how to heal. Mm. There are a lot of people going to be helped by your visit to Coffee Country and Cody this morning.
From your words, I sure hope so. I think about, like, we were just talking about teenagers and young people. Like, had I had this book? Mm-hmm. Had I had this information?
And you've been out speaking on a speaking tour, right?
Yeah, and talking to young people, and I'm really blown away by just their honesty.
And your fear was that it was an older conversation.
Yeah, it's heavy. It's definitely not light. You know, I when I'm speaking to young people, I do say, like, I make light of some hard things to make hard things light, so we can have the conversation,
right?
You know, because sometimes you just need someone to break the ice. So this book is one heck of an icebreaker.
You're getting in there.
Yeah, I really saw in there.
When I opened it up, it was his truth, my truth, the truth.
Yeah.
And that is hard to reconcile, because immediately I think when I've been hurt, I'm like, what a liar, blah, blah, blah. Then when you start to look at it, and you were even saying, okay, there were some things that I had a hand in as well.
1,000%.
And that's the hardest part.
Well, I think that's where we really get healthy is the ownership.
Yeah.
Right? I think that's, and also I think a lot of times we don't want to deal with it because there's a lot of shame. You know, people had the best of intentions when they said, well, you're smarter than that.
Oh.
Or you should know better, you know, or get over it. I think all these things, like, people have great intention, but we really, you know, you can't go around it. You have to go through it to get to the other side. And so I'm hoping that the shame that, you know, that I once carried, that's, you know, laid out in those pages, just gives other people the opportunity to go, you know what, maybe I'm going to go pull up the rug, take the hinges off the door, let the skeletons dance, and just, like, be free. Be free.
Oh, kudos to you, too, because you could have gotten through it all, but still done it very privately. So to open up to everybody is a different level of opening up, you know?
Yes. Yeah. I was a little, you know, when I was putting out the album, I considered pulling it the week of it, because I was just like, what am I doing? I can never take this back, right? Like, I can never put it. And so I started feeling that way about the book, and I'm like, you know what? No, this is, if it helps one person.
Mm-hmm. Like, and I remember you two telling me the reason you waited so long was because of his little girl.
Yeah.
You didn't want to tell the story. It was too painful. She was 12 at the time.
She is so tremendous. You
and
know?
She's how old now?
She's 28.
And you still have a relationship?
Just was at her wedding. She's spectacular. Mm-hmm. She reached out and said, how's it going with the book? I mean, she's, you know, she was the most important person when I finished it to read it, right? Because so much of it has to do with such a big part of her life. And I remember exactly where I was, you know, an immigrant Montana, pulled over on the side of the road when she's getting ready to call me. I was getting ready to go to the old saloon for, I can't even remember who was playing that night. And she's like, hey, I have some notes. And I was like, oh, no, you know, like, and her notes were so precious. They were just so sweet. And I'm like, really, that's it? Okay, we're good. Yeah. So she was just so powerful in her words. She said, who am I to stand in the way of your healing?
Wow.
Obviously,
she had done healing of her own.
Yeah. Through her art. Yeah, she started painting her way through her healing. Really incredible. And now she wants to help young kids through their trauma through art.
So cool.
Yeah.
I love the line in here in the book where you say, narcissist partners don't wear t-shirts advertising this trait.
I know. I thought about making a t-shirt that said, don't be a narcy. shoot. Yeah. You know, there's such a fine line.
Yeah. And then you go on in further reflection. You know, there are three categories. Build your trust network. Recognize good and bad relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Trust yourself.
Yeah. How do you feel when you wake up? Just in your own skin, and you just wake up and how do you feel about you?
Oh, yeah.
And then how does outside influence begin to either tear that down or build it up? And I'm like, no tear downs.
Right.
Mm-mm. No,
well, that's good.
I'm on my own little renovation plan right now.
Right.
But as far as the influence that others have on our lives, we got to really guard it.
Mm-hmm.
We can make more money. We don't get to make more time.
That's true. Very true.
There's my soapbox.
You need that on a shirt.
Okay. I'm going to make you one.
That's so good. We're so proud of you.
Thank you for having me. I'm just so grateful. What a gift.
Did you and Kelly do the bump with your Wranglers?
Yeah, we both have on Wranglers.
Yeah, we did the Wrangler bump.
Did you see that, Charlie? Did you miss that?
I saw it.
It's the
Wrangler
handshake.
I was not invited to participate, but I
do. Do you have your Wranglers?
You don't have on Wranglers.
Well, I know. Yeah, that's why. In spirit, maybe though.
Yes. Yeah. It is. It is like a. It's like we a. You know, patch to patch. Yeah.
We should sing "Thick as Thieves." The Lainey. That's Laura Lainey's song.
That's right. I love it.
Do a cover.
Wrangler jeans, and now Miranda has her Wrangler. You know,
she does.
Wrangler song.
Wranglers. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny. Stephanie Quayle, our longtime friend on Coffee Country and Cody. We close with "Light My Way." I love this song, and you knew that, and that's what you wanted to close with. But it's powerful as it relates to
Absolutely.
Why Do We Stay, too, doesn't it?
May the bridges that I burn light my way.
Mm. Mm.
Woo!
First time I heard that, I
remember you were like, that song. I know. I wish I could say I wrote it.
Who did?
I didn't. Caitlin Smith, Chris DeStefano. What a song. Mm-hmm. Just,
This is Coffee Country and Cody.
Opry Country Classics, Big Red Curtain at 7 o'clock tonight from the Grand Ole Opry House. Larry Gatlin hosts, brother Stephen Rudy by his side. Jeannie Seeley is there. Our Flagstaff, Arizona girlfriend who came to see us a while back. Avery Anna is there tonight. Twitty and Lynn and Daly and Vincent are our spotlight artists.
Oh, I hope she does a Dirty Old Leg Sucking Dog. That one always makes me cry.
I remember when she came in here and told us that was one
of her
favorite songs.
It just made my day.
And we
yeah.
were like, what?
We played it for
you
her.
You know that?
Well, Cowboy Jack Clement famously said that was who wrote it, said they'd always told him that Mother Maybelle, that was her favorite.
That's the best. You're like, of all the things I've done.
Every time I see a picture of Mother Maybelle, I think of that story from Cowboy Jack.
Okay.
And that's Kelly Sutton.
Hello. Well, this morning we woke up with some sad news. We lost guitarist Duane Eddy, 86 years old. Just influential on not only country, but so many rock classics that you know. I mean, I was running down the list, and it's just incredible to think about not only the songs that he played on, but then he also later worked as a producer with different artists, really associated with Waylon Jennings and B.J. Thomas, just to name a few. But influential singles include Cannonball, 40 Miles of Bad Road, Because They're Young. He had a huge hit with Peter Gunn. What was the one that you said that you
Rebel heard? Rouser.
Rebel Rouser. So, yeah, he passed away at his home. He said, peacefully surrounded by friends and family members. So, definitely remembering him this morning.
And recently got a star, I think the most recent induction class of the Music City Walk of Fame.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. And in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he went in 1994. So, been a member of that for a while.
And if memory serves me, Steve Warner did his induction.
Oh, wow. Well, that's fitting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good. All right. Kane Brown reuniting with Marshmello for a new collab that we didn't know we were going to get and didn't know we needed. But it is really fun because it's one of those that you can dance to it this summer for sure. They already teamed up once before. That was in 2019. The song was called One Thing Right. This new one is called Miles on It. It's going to be fun. At a live show. A live show with all of everybody dancing and acting crazy. We also are still trying to determine if Marshmello is one person or many people that just take turns wearing the head.
There is a whole Reddit discussion forum on this very question.
Really?
Yeah. The theory is that there's one guy who does all the music.
Okay.
And then there's various Marshmellos that go out and perform it because they can do it, you know, in costume.
Brilliant.
Marshmello's real name is Christopher.
Is it?
Christopher Comstock. From Philadelphia. He's 31.
Well, good for him. He figured out he's gaming the system. That's brilliant. You know it's who, like, you know what? I don't want to go to California. You do it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see Larry Gatlin wearing the head and doing the thing. Sure. Maybe tonight at the Opry. Who knows?
No, I don't know about that.
might be a good career move for my son. I might encourage this. You know?
Sweet.
Jackson, try and be a Marshmello.
Son, you could grow up to be Marshmello.
That's right.
That's so good.
What more can a child
it pays
want?
Well, you know. So.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. All right, $25 tickets to see one of your favorites. Yep, sign me up. It's only happening for 1 week, but we want to get you in on it. This is something that Live Nation is doing. Again, they've done it before. They're calling it Concert Week. It goes next week, May 8th through the 14th, and fans will be able to get a chance to purchase $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows across the U.S. and Canada while supplies last. Now, it includes Luke Bryan, Tim McGraw, Lainey Wilson, Jason Aldean, Dan and Shay, Sam Hunt, Cole Swindell, Dierks Bentley, Parker McCollum, Jordan Davis, Justin Moore, Randy Houser, Maren Morris is on this list, Brooks and Dunn, and Hank Williams Jr. I don't know if Hank knows that they're going to sell his tickets for $25. Nobody tell him. So if you want information on it, it is livenation.com/concertweek. Again, while supplies last.
It's like telling an artist you found their record in the 99 cent bin.
No, don't do that. Do not do that.
Hank does not care what the ticket goes for. He's getting paid the same.
He's like, I'm not taking a portion of the Doors.
That's right. This is on you.
I got a flat fee.
I get paid the same.
We're having a big old party today. If you guys want to celebrate, it's all going down at Ole Red Nashville. So this is the sixth anniversary of Ole Red opening its doors on Broadway. And you can go out and have a big old time this afternoon because we've got Jake Hoot down there. Jake's actually going to be hosting the entire event, which I'm going to have to text him and be like, ease up, brother. We don't need to be honing in on all of our hosting gigs here. Mm-hmm. But he's going to be down there. He also has Dalton Dover, formerly of The Voice. Ashlyn Kraft will be there. Julia Cole, whom we love, will also be on hand. So go on down to Ole Red and have fun listening to some music. Say hi to Jake Hoot, who just got off of a cruise, by the way, with Mark Wills. Mark texts me a picture of them eating, and they're all sitting at the table. He goes, do you know this guy? And he's pointing to Jake, and I said, avoid at all cost. So, yeah, they're having some fun. They just came back in to dock, and he is off to work one more time.
Your burger choices, Oklahoma onion burger.
Uh-oh.
Blue Tick burger.
No.
Not Ole Red there. Mm-hmm. And Shelton's Frisco melt. Shelton's Frisco melt, all containing Blake's awesome sauce. Actually, it's trademarked that. Blake's awesome sauce.
No.
Bite your tongue. Don't say it.
No.
Okay. Right. Yes. Okay.
How did that clear? Was there no one that was like, yeah, that feels weird when you say that?
Right.
No? No, I'm the only one?
Apparently. Cool. No, I get it. But no one said no is what I'm saying.
It was not good. Yes. Okay. Last but not least, I want to tell you about this. Luke Combs, new track, all about fatherhood. It's Darling. It's a little sad.
Do it, Dad.
Isn't that
good? Go, Dad, go.
That'll be released later on.
Yay, Team Dad. By the way, fries or tots?
Tots.
Okay. Hey, we're back to wrap it up on Coffee Country and Cody. Stephanie Quayle's new book, Why We Stay, available it's starting at stephaniequayle.com on the
there
web.
You go. How's it?
And that's then best. Thank you to Adam Warner, who came by and played and sang for us a little earlier this morning.
Mm-hmm. Coming up tomorrow, Ashley Cook, her debut album, This Girl Is On Fire. I loved hanging out with her at Stagecoach. Mm-hmm. We're going to tell you more about new music from her.
And in a little while, about 7 o'clock. Not about 7 o'clock, at 7 o'clock, 00.
I was going to say.
00.
If you go late.
They'll start without you.
They'll start
Grand
without
Ole
you.
Opry.
That's right.
Larry Gatlin, with brother Steve and Rudy by his side, will be there. He'll be hosting. I'll be at the podium. Jeannie Seeley, Avrianna is there.
She loves
classic country, and she'll be bringing it. I just know it. Twitty and Lynn are together, and so are Daly and Vincent. They're in the spotlight, and we will see you tomorrow, Friday.